ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه بعد my dear brothers and sisters alhamdulillah rabbil alamin allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gave us this life and this life is the greatest asset that we have and it is the greatest asset we have because this life gives us the only opportunity that we have to impact the life to come, the akhirah, which has no ending. And therefore we should look upon this life as an asset and do with it as we do to other things which we see as assets. I remember reading, I think it was maybe 1980-81, a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The new book, the book had just come out in 1979 or something, by a guy called Robert Kiyosaki, and it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm asking Umair to send a link with this. Basically what that the author argues in the book is that poverty and wealth is a function of how you are brought up, and how you are brought up has nothing to do with how much money you had as a child. So whether your father was a rich man or a poor man, he said the amount of money he had makes no difference. What makes a difference is how he taught you to think. Did he teach you to think like a poor man, or did he teach you to think like a rich man? And his argument is that there is a significant difference between how wealthy people think and how poor people think. And by wealthy and poor, again, we are not talking about absolute assets. We are talking about people who are in the business of creating wealth and people who are in the business of saving wealth. And he says these are two different creatures. And his argument is that, within quotes, poor people, the way they think, and this is true of almost all middle class kind of thinking and middle class people, they will teach you get a good education in order to get a good job, and when you are in the good job, save as much as possible and have a bank account, or save it as fixed deposits or whatever it is, and then build a house and then have some retirement funds, and then you retire and you die. So at the end of the day, you have created some asset, but that asset did nothing for you, in the sense that what you saved, you saved. And as we know, money depreciates over time. So if you saved and you kept the money in the bank, then if you compare the rate of inflation and you add in the net present value and so on, you find that your money actually reduces in value over time. It doesn't increase, even though the bank might be paying you interest and so on. And of course, as far as we are concerned, the interest also is haram as far for us. But even if it was not haram, it still doesn't add to your wealth. Your money, value of the money goes down. Similarly, if you had that money, if you built a house, no matter how much money you spent in the house, as long as you build the house for yourself, that is a depreciating asset, because that again adds no value. So people spend a lot of money building nice houses, but that house is worthless. It is completely worthless because you are living in it, and so it is not adding to your assets in any way. Needless to say, all other stuff, for example, cars and this and that, people who buy expensive cars are completely stupid as far as I'm concerned, because that's one of the worst ways of using money, is to buy expensive vehicles. So the various kinds of things. So he said this is how people who, what he calls poor dads, bring up their children. Think like this, save and then, you know, try to do something with it and so on and so on. He said rich people, meaning again not absolute wealth but rich thinking, bring up their children in a different way. They bring up their children to, and they teach them how to make money work for them. So they don't say save the money, they say invest the money, make the money work for you, make the money do things for you. So if you, the question there for you, the key differentiation is, what questions do you ask? The first question, in the first case, you will ask questions, how much did you save? In the second case, you will ask, how much did you earn? You're giving pocket money to your kids. One will say, you know, what do you do with the pocket money? And most children are just given the money. They're not taught how to use the money, so they just spend. So the whole upbringing of the child is on spending. It's not even on saving. Forget about earning. But people who are what we call rich dads are people who teach their children how to make the money earn for you. So it's not just a matter of you forget about spending. You won't even, you should not even save it. Make it earn for you. So once you have $1,000, now how do you increase the $1,000? And what is the rate of that increase? And once you get it into an increasing pattern, then you say which are the more beneficial investments, which means that which is giving you a higher rate on your investment. So your ROI, what is the rate on return on investment, what is the rate of that? Now the reason I am saying all of this is not because I am giving you a lesson in investment or finance, but because this is exactly how we should think of our life, and this with respect to the akhirah. And say that the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, this is, as they say, time is money, although we don't treat it like that. So this time which Allah gave me, what is it that I am doing with the time? So there are three possible things that you can do with your time. First one is, of course, highly undesirable and not recommended at all, which is to waste it. I'm not even talking about doing bad stuff, because, I mean, you know, why should we talk about doing bad? What is haram, you leave it alone. There's no need to do that. But we do waste time in the sense that what you're doing is not necessarily haram, but it's also the time is going and you're getting nothing from it, absolutely zero. So the time is wasted. So practically all the stuff that we do, you know, in the name of entertainment, a huge amount of stuff that we do in the name of watching news, you know, TV channels, TV debates, you know, all of this is a complete and total waste of time, because there is no return on that. You can't do anything with that, whatever information you got. I'll give you a guarantee. After the TV debate, if I ask you to name three things that you learnt, you will not be able to name even one. You will not even be able to name one. Because that's what happens with all of this. Including those people who say, oh, see, I watched National Geographic, and tell me, what did you learn in the last program that you watched? I'm not saying don't watch it. I'm saying if you are watching it, make use of the program. In the sense that, which is the next point I'm saying. So one is a waste of time. Second thing is that what do you do with that time in terms of, which is the middle path, you're saying, well, you know, at least I'm saving. So what is it that you are doing in this time which is at least a saving for you? So whatever you do in the sense of personal ibadat and so forth, these are all savings. We are still not in the high end. Right? What you read, what Quran you read, and so on and so on. All this is personal ibadat and so on are all saving. If you are not doing that, you are wasting your time. If you are doing that, you are still saving. You are still not in the not where you should be. Where you should be and where I should be is in the issue of creating, like we said, for money, creating earning assets. What is your money doing for you? So, and I mean, we are not saying what are you doing. You are saying what is your money doing for you? So you have put your money in a place where you are no longer doing any work, but the money is earning for you. And that is the key also in life, which is that in terms of the akhirah, what are the investments that you are making or I am making, which are earning for me? So I made the investment one time, but this thing is now on its own, and it is earning more and more and more for me. One of the easiest things to illustrate this is the money that you spend in building a masjid. Either you build it yourself, or meaning you spend, you fund the whole thing, or you fund a part of it, or whatever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous, you know, even if you spend a little bit. This is an earning asset, because even if you don't pray in that masjid, you may be dead and gone, but the masjid, as long as it exists, is earning for you. So this continues. And all forms of sadaqatul jariyah come in this issue of earning assets. So whether it is masajid, or whether it is schools, or teaching of knowledge, or bringing up good children who pray for you, who make dua for you, that is actually quite small, because you know how many children will you have. But things like this, the bigger, the more public domain things where you do things which earn for you. So these are the earning assets. So therefore, we need to ask ourselves and say that in terms of my time, what I am wasting, obviously, I have to stop. There's no two ways about that. So sit and analyze your day and say what of my time. And I've done a further reminder on managing time and so on. So I won't repeat that. But basically, what am I doing with my time? And you need to ask yourself all, because one of the social media is one crazy place. So you, a huge amount of time gets wasted. Absolutely zero result. We think we are doing things. Nothing is happening. So therefore, it is, you know, important to think about that. So the whole issue is to say that I will not waste my time. Remove that. Second one is personal ibadat and so on. Definitely we must do, because you also need to create the capital to invest it somewhere. And the third thing is to create as many earning assets as possible and see what is it that I can do which will help me to, which will earn for me even when I am not there. Even if I am there, I am not necessarily involved in that on a daily basis, but the thing is still earning for me. And that's why I said, you know, read the book. The book also is very interesting to read, and it will probably help you also in terms of your own personal material wealth. But what is far more important is the wealth that we create for the akhirah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said He will return it to us in a much better form than we gave it to Him. And then finally, the point is, when we talked about, I said, if you have your earning assets, then you look and say, what is the rate of return of this earning? So if you have money invested in one place and it's giving you a certain rate of return, and you find that here is another place where I can get a higher rate of return, then you take it out from here and you put it in the other place. Similarly, in this case, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. What is the rate of return with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two things in the Quran. One, He said, 1:10, which is 1000%. And the other one, He said, 1:700. And then He didn't end it with that. He said, Bi ghairi hisab. And Allah will give, and He will increase it as much as He wants. Jalla Jalaluhu. So therefore, that is what we need to focus on and do an analysis of our, like we do an asset analysis, do an analysis of a day and say, these are my assets, which is basically your time and your energy and so on. Where am I investing it? What is the kind of return I'm getting from that source? And make the changes. As I keep saying again and again, it's not about listening to all this stuff. It's about going then and doing things and making changes in your life, which gives you the best return. The end of the day, you are the one who's going to gain. So please stay, make the effort to make the changes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and to help us to do that, make it easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.